Even after I had gone away for further education, on returning to the plantation to visit my aunt, I could still see the hatred in him. And after he had retired from teaching because of ill health, and I would visit him at his home in Pelea, I would still feel his hatred for himself, for me, for the world. Once, as I sat at the fireplace with him, he said to me, "Nothing pleases me more than when I hear of something wrong. Hitler had his reasons, and even the Ku Klux Klans of the South for what they do. You don't believe me, do you?" he asked me. "No, sir, I don't," I said. "You will one day," he said. "I told you what you should have done, but no, you want to stay. Well, you will believe me one day. When you see that those 5.5 months you spend in that church each year are just a waste of your time, you will. You will. You'll see that it'll take more than 5.5 months to wipe away, peel, scrape away the blanket of ignorance that has been plastered and replastered over those brains in the past 300 years. You'll see." Then he would be quiet for a long time while we both stared into the fire. "I'm cold," he said one day while we sat there looking into the fire. I got up to put on another piece of wood. "That's no good," he said. "I'll still be cold. I'll always be cold." He looked at me. "You'll see. You'll see." "I must," I said. "No, you don't must," he said. "You want to, but you don't must." "You did," I said. "Yes, I did," he said. "But I told you not to. I told you to go. God has looked after them these past 300 years without your help. He won't." "God?" I said. Because I had never heard him say God before. Because when we had said our Bible verses for him, he seemed to have hated the very words we spoke. "Sir, did I hear you say, 'I'm cold'?" He cut me off. "I stay cold. You better go. Come back some other time if you like." I made a mistake. I came back a month later. I remember that it was cold that day, too. Now about that mulatto teacher and me. There was no love there for each other. There was not even respect. We were enemies, if anything at all. He hated me, and I knew it, and he knew I knew it. I didn't like him, but I needed him. Needed him to tell me something that none of the others could or would. I brought some wine that day. He sent me into the kitchen to get 2 glasses. "This will warm you up," I said. "Nothing can warm me up," he said. He sat in the rocker gazing down at the fire with the blanket tight around him. He was a big-boned man, but very skinny now. "To flight," he said, raising his glass. "But you didn't go," I said. "I'm Creole," he said. "Can't you tell?" "Was that it?" I asked him. "That was it," he said. "I'm Creole." "Do you know what a Creole is? A lying, cowardly bastard. Did you know that?" "No, I didn't know that," I said. "I was afraid," he said, looking into the fire. "I was afraid to run away. What am I? Look at me. Where else could I have felt superior to so many but here?" "Is that important?" I asked him. "It is," he said, "for everyone, especially for the whites and the near whites. It is important." "Do you feel superior to me?" I asked him. "Of course," he said. "Don't be a damn fool. I am superior to you. I am superior to any man blacker than me." "Is that why you hate me?" I asked him. "Exactly," he said. "Because that superior son of a bitch out there said I am you." "Do you think he is superior to you?" I asked him. "Of course," he said. "Don't you?" "No," I said. "Just stay here long enough," he said. "He'll make you the nigger you were born to be." "My only choice is to run, then," I asked him. That was your choice, but you won't. You want to prove I'm wrong. Well, you'll visit my grave one day and tell me how right I was. Tell me more, I said. What's wrong with that university? He asked. Don't they tell you? They tell me how to succeed in the South as a colored man. They tell me about reading, writing, and arithmetic. I need to know about life. I can't tell you anything about life, he said. What do I know about life? I stayed here. You have to go away to know about life. There's no life here. There's nothing but ignorance here. You want to know about life? Well, it's too late. Forget it. Just go on and be the nigger you were born to be. But forget about life. You make me tired and I'm cold. The wine doesn't help. I visited him again only a month or two before he died, in the winter of 42. He was 43 years old. That was my first year as a teacher. I had been teaching 2 or 3 weeks when I visited him. We had just gotten our first load of wood for winter. Maybe that's why I had gone to see him. I could always remember that first load of wood for winter, how we older boys had chopped the wood into smaller pieces while he stood back against the fence overseeing us. He looked terribly frail that day. I hadn't seen him in several months. He was being looked after by a relative who did not care too much for anyone visiting him, and especially darker people. She admitted me into the room and left us. He sat at the fireplace. Summer or winter, he always sat at the fireplace when he was inside. We shook hands. His hand was large, cold, and bony. He was coughing a lot. We got our first load of wood last week, I told him. Nothing changes, he said. I guess I'm a genuine teacher now, I said. He nodded and coughed. He didn't seem to want to talk. Still, I sat there, both of us gazing into the fire. Any advice? I asked him. Doesn't matter anymore, he said. Just do the best you can. But it won't matter.